Welcome to the Jay Porks Podcast. Coming to you straight out of Staten Island, New York. Bringing you a weekly episode with the finest music news and whatever else is going on in Jay's life. Thank you so much for listening. Without further ado, here's Jay.
Inauguration Day. There was two people standing side by side. There was one guy with his family and the other guy with his family. And I just want to let you know that when Trump was standing next to Obama, the guy with three kids by three different women was the white guy. Mic drop. I was reading the Bible in school the other day. I picked up this book. Let me check this out. Yo, shit is lit, fam. Shit is lit. Like, I was reading it. Like, I was scanning the Bible for, like, Easter Bunny and Christmas. And I didn't find that. But I also didn't find abortion.
There's other reasons to vote than your own selfish, fat needs.
Okay? Today, a young man on acid realized that all matter is merely energy condensed to a slow vibration. That we are all one consciousness experiencing itself subjectively. There's no such thing as death. Life is only a dream, and we're the imagination of ourselves.
One more time for the bigots in the back. Not my president. Instead of being cool and casting your Green Party vote and casting your third party vote, why don't you, instead of being cool, be alive? Why don't you, instead of being cool, understand the ramifications of what you've done?
Hey, yo, what is the word, people? Welcome back into another action-packed edition of the Jay Porks Podcast. I'm Jay Porks, with me as always on the other side of the glass, making sure this is a well-oiled podcast machine. Every week is the ever-popular nobody. Little petty on the open there. That sucks, man. Rest in peace to Tom Petty. I can remember a Young Porks. I always talk about a Young Porks and music that used to be played to me as a child. Like stuff pre like 91 when I was like a young kid and I couldn't reach the dial. And like, you know, I'm always mentioning, you know, Elvis Costello and the Eagles and stuff that I was privy to as a child. There was nothing more prevalent that I can recall. Hearing in my dad's car on the way to school in the morning than Tom Petty. So rest in peace, Tom Petty. The rock and roll community has suffered a great loss. And, you know, it's a huge addition to that big band in the sky, but, you know, that's a show that none of us want tickets to, you know? So, I mean, we could always talk about the big band in the sky, but, you know, I'm never going to get to see that concert, so it's kind of sad. What goes on, peeps? Sorry about last week. Last week was the podcast was a little fuzzy, and I don't mean fuzzy in, like, you know, details and things that I said was confusing, but it was fuzzy as in, like, it was like over the background. I was recording it on a different computer. I don't know why. I don't know why it does that. It might have been because I tried to record the podcast in stereo, and then when I mixed it down to MP3, it messed it up. I don't know. When I listened to it after I recorded it, it sounded fine. Okay. Last week was radical white American terrorism. Now, I understand I say a lot of words that end in IST, like fascist and racist and white supremacist and terrorist, white terrorist, white terrorist. But I just want to make sure I'm clear on something. I may have given the impression that the Las Vegas shooter was a white supremacist. Now, if I gave that impression, I apologize for that. That's not what I was thinking. I never thought that the Vegas shooter was a white supremacist. But white supremacists are the people that keep the gun laws in place that make things like Las Vegas able to happen. Oh, Jay, well, they're not white supremacists. They're just Republicans. Yeah, well, you know, a white supremacist wears a Republican costume. It's Halloween. It's Halloween all year round. So, like, people die. People get shot. And with now, bump stocks. We're talking about bump stocks now, okay? Think about this. Now, if you're not a... I'm not a gun person, you know? I'm not a gun guy, just like I'm not a car guy. I mean, I might not be a guy. I mean, if you break it down. I mean, you know, you can't assume my gender. No, but seriously, I'm not a gun guy. I don't like wildlife. I like wildlife, like animals, but I don't like, you know, living in the woods for survival, like Frida on freaking, on Orange is the New Black. Is that her name? The chick who, like, had to live in the woods, the survivalist chick. I'm not all about that life, right? I'm not much of a woodsman, an outdoorsman. So, like, I had to look up what bump stocks were, you know? So check this out, right? Automatic rifles that go, those are banned. You're not allowed to have those because, you know, they're automatic killing machines and guns are supposed to be to protect you. We're supposed to protect you. Or they're for hunting and you don't need an automatic rifle to hunt deer. How many deer are you going to shoot at once? Never seen Bambi. So, automatic rifles are banned. So they have semi-automatic rifles that I don't know what the frequency of the shot is, but I'm pretty sure it's still pretty automatic. It's still pretty... I don't know the speed. Anyway, they sell these things called bump stocks. Bump stocks are pieces. They're hardware that you can put on a semi-automatic rifle to make it an automatic rifle. Now, how is that not against the law? Like, I love how these people circumvent laws so obviously that it's just, like, the biggest joke in the world. Like, listen, in Colorado, marijuana is legal recreationally to buy in a store, right? So, they made it legal. So, it's not like you can go into that store and get LSD. You know what I'm saying? There's a limit to what you can have. If you think, and I'm not going to spend the whole time on guns because it's a stupid topic. Stupid people own guns. Guns is a stupid thing. Not all people that own guns are stupid. Not all people that own guns are stupid. I have to say that. But seriously, if you... I'm not going to talk about guns the whole time. But if you feel the need to have an automatic rifle... I just don't understand. What are you doing? And all these people, the reason they want guns is to protect themselves from a tyrannical government. The tyrannical government that they voted for. Now, I don't know if I talked about this in 2015, but in 2015 on this podcast, my boss, when I worked at Primo Pizza, So when I worked there, my boss was telling me that everyone should have guns. I said, why? He said, you know, to protect from the tyrannical government. You're a Republican. What tyrannical government? And listen, if you're somebody who's under the impression that a handgun is going to help you, if somebody like breaks into your house or something, you're delusional. You're delusional. That's first, you're not thinking clearly. Second of all, fine. Keep your handgun in your house, in your lockbox, unloaded. If that's the law, that's the law. If people think that that's what the Second Amendment means, then fine. Keep it. Okay. Why do we need automatic rifles and semi-automatic rifles? And why has the gun stocks gone up since Vegas? And why is Congress not doing anything about this? Paul Ryan, Brolifics over here. He's like, well, you know, I didn't know much about the bump stocks. So I think we have to look into it before we do anything. Well, look into it. How about we take everyone's guns away so people stop getting shot? You know who didn't have guns? Maybe this is a reason why. Maybe this is one of the reasons why people have guns. You know who didn't have guns? The Native Americans when Columbus came over. That's right, folks. This is probably coming to you on Indigenous Peoples Day. That's right, folks. It is not Columbus Day. It's Indigenous Peoples Day, motherfucker. That's what it is. We will take Monday, October 9th. We will take Monday, October 9th, and we will celebrate the Indigenous Peoples. The Indigenous Peoples who founded our country, not the person that founded slavery. Now, I know, and this is a line I say a lot, and that is, I know I say this a lot, probably every year on Columbus Day, when we're coming around for Columbus Day. We are celebrating the inventor of slavery. That whole notion, Columbus came over here, and they made the Native Americans, I almost called them Indians, the Native Americans, their slaves. And that's how this whole thing begun. And then when Thanksgiving happens with the pilgrims, they don't eat together. It's not, oh, they had meals together, they shared customs. No. The Native Americans served those rich white people who were trying to escape paying taxes in their own country. Then they came and they founded this country. Oh, well, gee, our founding fathers were criminals. Our founding fathers only came here because they were mad about paying taxes in England. So don't think that, you know, oh, that, you know, it's just like Christmas, the war on Christmas. It's the war on Columbus Day. Christopher Columbus is a fraud, and he didn't even discover America. The guy who discovered America, his name is America. That's how that happened. I don't know when the myth of Columbus started. I don't know how this made it into textbooks, but that is the whole reason why we have people growing up voting Republican. Because there is wrong information in these social studies textbooks. I'll tell you the truth. All right? I'll tell you the truth right now. There was a textbook in social studies. I'm in eighth grade. I work in an eighth grade class. There was a social studies textbook that called Reagan a good president. I ripped the page out. Facts. And I will be doing it to one. It might have said, like, in conservatives' opinion, Reagan was, but I don't care. I don't care if it was open for conjecture. I ripped that page out. And I'll tell the cardinal I did it, too. Oh, you didn't know? Oh, my bad. See, like, when you people were voting Republican, this is going to be great. When you people were out there with your Republican values, and you were out there, you know, taking birth control away from women, making it harder for, which, by the way, it's not just birth control. Birth control doesn't only make you not have babies. It actually does all things for, like, cervical cancer and ovarian stuff. And you know what? It's stuff that maybe you should ask a woman about. Because I'm a guy, so I can't be commenting on what women should do with their bodies. But, you know, you guys want to go out there and you want to vote Republican and you want to say this is all in the name of Christ. We all, everything we do, the no abortions, the non-freedoms, the immigration, all of that stuff, we do it all in the name of God, right? How many of you have met the Cardinal? How many? I'm waiting. How many of you have shook the Cardinal's hand and had a conversation with him? I'm sorry. I just want to know. Hold on. I got my ear up to the speaker. I'm waiting to. Yeah. That's right. I was hanging out with Cardinal Dolan this week. So don't tell me about Christian values. I'm in church more than any of you. So what's the excuse now? What's the excuse? We're taking birth control away from women. And I bet they're only doing it, listen, this whole regime is all about undoing things Obama did just for the sake of doing it. Just for the sake of, like, I feel like if Obama, like, gave Trump $1 trillion, like, I feel like he would give it back because he needs to undo everything Obama did. I don't get it. If a group of women came out, if they took all the female senators, right? Susan Collins, Murkowski, Gillibrand, they took all the women senators and put them in a room and they came out and they announced, you know what? We're ending all of the Obama mandate for birth control for healthcare. Then it would be like, I would say, you know what? That sounds like, you know, a drastic measure. But you know what? At least women made this decision. We can't keep having old white men make the decision of what should happen with a woman's body. I'm sorry. That's not me being like feminist, you know? That's not anything. That's just me having common decency and being a human being. Like, if there was some big debate about penises and, like, stuff that has to do with a penis, I wouldn't want women involved in that debate. If it had to do with, like, healthcare and personal things. But it's all a distraction. It's all a distraction. Because about a year ago today... the pussy tape came out. The Access Hollywood, Billy Bush, Trump on the bus saying that he's a star and he grabs women by the pussy. That happened. And there's an excellent documentary on Yahoo called 64 Hours. And it covers the hours around that news story coming out and all of the things that were happening. There was Hurricane Matthew that hit Florida at the same time. And then all of a sudden, John Podesta's emails got leaked. And then and everyone thought that they were reading Hillary Clinton emails from her server at the State Department that got hacked into. It was completely different thing. They thought that it was a WikiLeaks trying to ruin John Podesta. For what reason, I don't know. I see John Podesta on TV. Seems like a nice guy. So it's a fascinating documentary called 64 Hours and that everyone should go check out. And it talks about how this Access Hollywood tape did, exactly how this Access Hollywood tape got buried, how this Access Hollywood tape was the news story that buried the White House coming out with a statement saying that Russia was meddling in the 2016 election. An official statement from the White House, not like conjecture. So you people can, you know, take health care away from women and you guys and Trump can go up there and pronounce Puerto Rico all sarcastic, think it's funny, call the mayor of San Juan a nasty woman. You guys can do all that. It's all a game of distractions. And everything, every single thing is to distract from the fact that Russia, a foreign government, a foreign power, who is our enemy, hacked into our elections, hacked into our democracy, and decided who is going to be the next president of the United States. And all of this, everything that comes out of this White House is a distraction from that. Even Rex Tillerson calling Trump a moron. Oh, he didn't call him a moron. He called him an effing moron. It's pretty funny. It's really hilarious. It's hilarious that when Trump overrides Tillerson, Tillerson goes, well, it's your deal. Like, I think that's really funny. But I also know that it's a distraction. Mueller's team. Robert Mueller's team found Christopher Steele in France, and they interviewed him. Christopher Steele of the P-tape dossier. Christopher Steele, who wrote the pages, who wrote the document that has been going around for over a year. It was a political opposition research that turned out to uncover some salacious details on your fearless leader, the guy you bow to, your fascist king, and how he likes to have Russian prostitutes urinate on him. Hashtag water sports. Now listen, I'm not saying that the leader of all Republicans, that your fake president, I'm not saying that Russian prostitutes peed on him, but I'm saying that there's a tape that Russian prostitutes piss on Donald Trump. Russian prostitutes urinate all over Donald Trump. They treat Donald Trump like a Japanese businessman's face. Yes, they do. And I stole that joke from Louis Katz. That's who it is. Look up Louis Katz hippie roommate. That's hilarious. But no, seriously, Russian prostitutes urinated on Donald Trump. Now you're saying that that's crazy. Now I know it's crazy, but it's like that dossier. It's a word I don't like saying. That dossier lays out the point strategy about how all of the things that Russia is going to do. And, you know, all of those things are slowly coming true. Like Trump during the campaign claimed he had no financial entailments with Russia. And that's actually not the case. His lawyer, Cohen, was actually looking into, they were trying to get a Trump-Moscow deal done. A Trump-Moscow deal, a hotel, casino, whatever it was, that Trump signed a letter of intent for. So when he told all his base that he had no business in Russia, it was actually, surprise, surprise, a lie. It was a lie. Who knew? Who knew that Republicans would lie to us? Who knew? So they found Christopher Steele. He doesn't want to give up sources because, you know, he's a real journalist. I don't know if he's a journalist. He just doesn't want to give up sources. But so they're trying to get him into D.C. to talk to the Senate Intel Committee. There's no way that's happening. First of all, I'm surprised that guy's not dead yet. You know what? He's not dead because Putin is waiting. Because Putin needs, like, if Trump messes around, we still got Steele. You know, he wants to prove that the P-tape is a real thing. The P-tape is a real thing that Putin has. And Putin's just holding it, waiting for Trump to do something stupid that he doesn't like. Waiting for Trump to do something with Assad. That's who it is? Putin's buddy. We're going to kill the Iran nuclear deal. I'm not a foreign policy. I say that all the time. I'm not a foreign policy expert. But I know that we're only going to kill the Iran nuclear deal because Obama did it. I think Obama did it. It's more just we're going to undo everything Obama did just because we can. And Jeff Sessions just had just passed a, he rescinded some law and made it okay, basically, for your job to fire you if you're gay or trans. I gotta be honest with you. When this podcast used to be about music, and I used to have to sit around and look for stories like, I wonder what I should talk about this week. Like, I used to think that was a stretch. Now, I do not. There's too much. It's so hard for me to cram it all into one thing here. Like, there's so much. For instance, I retweeted something that Chris Hayes tweeted. Chris Hayes from All In. And he was like, the White House chief of staff's personal phone was hacked, and it is barely a top 10 story today. That was 2 days ago. I didn't even know about that. So, there's that. Russia's getting deeper. Manafort will probably be indicted. Probably not for collusion, but he'll be indicted for financial crimes. Jared Kushner's registered to vote as a woman. You know that. I've never assumed one's gender, but I would assume voter fraud. That's what I would assume. You know what we got also? Local elections. Now, I have to do this. We're about four weeks out, New York mayor election, mayoral race. And de Blasio is up against Nicole Meliotakis and Bo Deedle. Now, Nicole Meliotakis is the Republican from Staten Island, so you know she's a clown. So basically, I saw on TV that Nicole Meliotakis and Bo Deedle were like arguing about who supports Trump more. You know? I mean, I can't get on board with any of that. Like, I don't want anybody from Staten Island being in public office. Because people from Staten Island are racist Republicans who would rather fly the Confederate flag than have equality. People on Staten Island are the type of people that send their kids to Catholic school and ask the principal why there's so many new black kids in the school this year. Oh yeah, that's a thing that happens. That's a thing that happens. Parents want to know what's up with all the black kids. I don't know. What color's their money? I mean, if listen, doesn't matter what color you are, if your parents aren't smart enough to send you to public school and they want to pay for school when it's readily available for free, then that's fine. You know what? Send your kids to Catholic school and they could spend 3 weeks getting ready for the Cardinal to come and not do any work. You know, you can do that. And, you know, we're here to raise money. The Cardinal was at my school to raise money for, because, you know, the school needs air conditioning. They're over there wiping the sweat off their face. They need air conditioning. The school needs air conditioning. That's the priority. Not, you know, updated textbooks that don't have USSR in it. Don't have, like, you know, Czechoslovakia. Maybe, you know, we need air conditioning. Now, we need to raise money for that in a school where tuition is $6,000 a year. I don't want to tell you how to live your life, but if everybody paid $6,050 a year, don't you think you'd have air conditioning? You're out. You have the news here. And you have a hashtag going, renew and rebuild. Rebuild what? Air conditioning? Rebuild means like we have to put something back that used to be there. There was never air conditioning here. Let me tell you a little anecdote about schools, okay? Schools are closed in the summer. Also, schools don't have air conditioning. So what do you think happens when schools have air conditioning? I'll wait for you. Do, 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 do. Now, I'm not doing the whole Jeopardy theme. What happens is kids have to go to school in the summer. Oh, well, Jay, they would never do that. They're not going to make the teachers work in the summer. That's cute that you thought that that was a thing. So, there's several ways to do it. In the summer, you could have summertime teachers. These can be teachers that are, you know, training to be teachers. And that gives you, that gives the Board of Education an opportunity to not let teachers, because you're allowed to start teaching while you're still working on your master's. They can fix that by not having you be a real teacher. They can have you be like a summer teacher. Also, it's a Catholic school, so they could also have mandatory Bible study camp and stuff like that. Also, they can do what they do in, I think it's Nevada. They do it in a couple of states. 2 weeks on, 2 weeks off, 3 weeks on, 1 week off, 2 weeks on, 2 weeks off, and you're in school all year. They say that's the future. Do you want that? You don't want that? So here's what you do. Bring an extra bottle of water, and in June, you just drink your water in class, and you stop complaining that there's no air conditioning, because you kids are so entitled, it's not even funny. I asked one of the kids, I got one kid in my class who's cool. But let me not say it. The kid I work with is cool. He's just, you know, rich, and it's not his fault. The way he thinks is not his fault, because his parents are rich, and he's sheltered. But there's this one kid in my class who I asked him, I said, did you see, because we were, the school was on ABC News. I said, did you see the story on us on ABC News? And they said, yeah, I can't believe they made us seem like we're living in poverty and stuff. And I'm like, exactly. I'm so glad I didn't have to, like, tell you what I thought before you said that. They made it seem like this is some inner city. It's Castleton Corners in Staten Island. Again, the tuition is $6,000 a year, and every student has a freaking Chromebook. The education edition. Are you joking? Air conditioning. How about we rebuild and get some new textbooks? How about if every student is issued a Chromebook, why are you giving them textbooks when you can just get a program through Pearson Learning online and get the textbook on their Chromebook? So then they could they can highlight things easier. I don't know. I'm just spitballing things. Again, I'm not a school administrator. I'm just a lowly para. Who, you know, obviously, I'm distracting all the other kids by talking to them. God. So, by the time this goes up, I will... It's probably going to be Monday or Tuesday, Indigenous Peoples Day. But Sunday, I'm going to see Third Eye Blind. That's right, at the Sands Bethlehem in Pennsylvania. Me and Amanda, my lovely girlfriend, are going to experience that live. It's going to be fun. I say that all the time. We were at Walker Stalker last weekend. Me and Zombie Slash for the pub crawl. I forgot sunglasses, which is like the whole thing. But, you know, tis what it is. So I need everybody, if you're from New York listening to this, we're voting de Blasio. And that's it. There is no Nicole Metalia-Lockless. She's from Staten Island. Bo Dietl is a guy that Reagan liked. Those guys are out. Can't vote for those people. De Blasio. 4 more years. 4 more years. 4 more years. No, but seriously, he's like, I mean, I'd vote for him based on his son's afro. I mean, like, that's really what I would, that's how I would do it. But local elections, you have to vote for mayor, and then you have to vote for, you know, you have to vote for all of that stuff. City council. Put the people you want in charge. This is your country. You have the power. All you have to do is vote. And if they try to make it hard for you, you have to vote in spite of that. Because they don't want you to vote. They want people to not know elections are coming. They don't want people to know that you can make a change. They want you to think that voting is futile. They want you to think that. Then they win. Then we don't get anything we want. I am a millennial. I'm taking my country back. One podcast at a time. One day at a time. Saying it loud and proud. I am a millennial. I am a liberal. And I love it. Sorry. You know who else I love? I love women getting to make their own choices about their bodies. You know who else I love? Everybody everybody who is not of the white color, you know, everybody who immigrated from somewhere. Listen, I like white people too. If white people are normal, then they're normal. But if they're racist, then I can't deal with it. If you're a Republican, you're off. I love all of my Spanish friends, my black friends, my friends from different countries, you know, that came here because this is the land of the free and the home of the brave. It's the land of the free, remember, except if you want to kneel down for the national anthem. Then you are not allowed to be free, even though that there are people that went to war and fought and died for this country. This country's right for their people to have an opinion. In other countries, if you have an opinion that is different from the regime, you are killed. In America, we don't do that. Yet. We're only a year into... We're not even a year into this, so... I guess this is the calm before the storm. Love, peace, and hair grease. I'm out of here. But before I do, before I get up on out of here, let me give you the list of websites you need to go to help keep me in business. First of all, there is ConcertConfessions.com. That's where you're going to get all your live music news and reviews for the fans by the fans. That Third Eye Blind thing will be up before you know it. AndyDurr.com is where you can get all your Durr Network podcasting needs, whether that's the flagship show, The Andy Durr Show, Jesse Unplugged, or the smooth, sultry tones of the J Porks podcast can be found at AndyDurr.com. ChristinaRocks.com, Hang the DJ. Every Sunday, she's got a throwback show, Throwback Alternative, Kicking It Old School. Follow her on Twitter at ChristinaRocks. For more information on that, go to her website, ChristinaRocks.com. There is no H in Christina. Also, every week, music headlines, when there is some, R.I.P. Petty. They are powered by AntiQuiet. AntiQuiet.com is your source for quality. Till next week, folks. Wacky Weed and Warren Zevon. Late.
This has been the J Porks Experience. Thank you so much for listening.